industry news. Jared Asghari has joined Simpson, Thatcher and Barger in the firm's Los Angeles office as an energy and infrastructure partner. Leslie Masdorp is stepping down as Vice President of the New Development Bank after serving for 9 years. Mark Henderson is due to step down from his position as Chief Investment Officer at GridServe. He's going to take up his new role in the financial sector, having been based in GridServe for nearly 7 years. Mexico Pacific, the developer of the Saguaro Energia LNG facility and associate Sierra Madre Pipeline, has appointed Sarah Bairstow, the company's president. Bairstow's appointment follows Ivan van der Waart's resignation as CEO to pursue other interests. Ocean Winds, joint venture of EDP Renewables and Energy, has appointed Craig Windram as CEO, effective 1st of July 2024. Origin Energy has appointed Tony Lucas as CFO, effective from July 1st, 2024. Private partnership lawyer Patrick Harder has joined Norton Rose's Fulbright's Los Angeles office. He joins as US co-head of infrastructure alongside Doug Fried, and will also be North America co-head of infrastructure with Fried and Canadian counterpart Jay Lemoyne. Charles Russell, speechless, has appointed Philip Whitley as partner in the banking finance group. He'll be based in the Cheltenham office. Renewable fuels company Raven SR has announced key board additions and executive promotions, coupled with securing $15 million in new investments. Battery storage company Spirit Energy has announced 4 senior hires to bolster its project finance, capital markets, regulatory affairs, and commercial operations. Michael Gray is named as MD of project finance. Raphael Merchant becomes Managing Director of Capital Markets. Jack Clark is the new Director of Regulatory, ERCOT, and SPP. Omar Longo becomes Director of Commercial Operations. Standard Chartered has picked new regional heads as it undergoes major management reshuffle in its corporate and investment banking business. That's all from me, and for those subscribers, please do log on to your Proxima accounts, and there you'll find our Q1 league tables. Thank you very much.